8:43. It's the Breakfast Club with Nick and Jackie and Rodney's More FM. I got Tash in from the Silverdale Business Association. First of all, welcome to the show and congratulations because Silverdale Business Association, your guys' profile's lifted a bit, hasn't it?
So we've just become a business improvement district about 12 months ago, or almost 12 months ago.
Yeah, right.
So our profile's lifted a lot.
Okay.
We now have sustainable funding.
So, wow.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds good.
Yeah, we can now deliver a lot more to our local businesses. So our mission, our mission's a bit of a wordy one, but ultimately we want to enrich Silverdale, provide powerful connections between our business and community. We've just launched a brand new website, so that's a really good platform to start doing that.
Yeah.
The community can see that visibly. We can put everything on there.
What's
we can
website?
Have all www.silverdalebusiness.co.nz.
Fantastic.
So all of our businesses in our area will now be on the website. So that's a full directory.
Yeah.
Because often we don't know what's local.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the big problem because you think, oh, I've got to go all the way into town or up north or somewhere else or overseas, that kind of situation, but it's actually could be potentially on our doorstep.
I don't want to say it, but I think we've pretty much got everything here.
Yes.
And we don't have to travel or go anywhere, you know, and we can support people in our community that live here and, you know, we're all connected.
Yeah.
You know, the children are here, families are here.
Yeah.
So we might as well support them to support us.
Yeah.
So we've got everything we need.
And you kind of touched on it just a little bit now, but how are you sort of fostering the relationships?
One of the key things that we're doing for our businesses, though, is a really robust event program.
Oh.
So we've got a whole range of events where we can connect local businesses and they can collaborate, support each other, particularly now in this climate.
Mm.
We've got from workshops where you can, troubleshoot and get ideas from each other. We've got a Woman in Business series that's going really well.
Mm.
That's a quarterly series where women can come together and feel empowered through that.
Mm.
We have regular networking events where they're more informal, which is great.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a laugh, have a bit of a drink, and connect with each other in an informal setting.
Mm.
And then we have some more formal ones where there's guest speakers and we're learning and developing our skills and connecting businesses together through that.
And so the process of becoming a member for Silverdale Business Association, let's talk through that.
www.silverdalebusiness.co.nz. It's pretty clear. We've put many different ways to go through our website, but it's register here, become a member, all the information's there. So if you have a commercial premise of your own or rent a business in Silverdale, and you've got a commercial property, you're part of the Business Improvement District. So you can be a member for no extra charge because you're already taking care of those rates through your lease.
Oh.
Yeah. So obviously you might as well sign up.
Yeah.
Because you can take advantage of all of our benefits for no extra cost.
Interesting.
Yeah. If you want, as I said before, if you want to join up and you're not in a commercial premise, it's just a yearly fee.
Right.
It's only $350 plus GST, very minimal.
Yeah.
You're getting all of the support, the connection. We're doing other programs as well on crime security and prevention, putting cameras in.
Yeah, great.
And looking at Auckland Transport.
Mm.
So it's just not just events. There's other avenues as well.
Thank you so much, Tash, from Silverdale Business Association, for coming in on the show. This is Rodney's More Effect.